After 500 years apart, Raphael's stunning Sistine Chapel tapestries and the original designs for the series are set to be reunited in a once-in-a-lifetime exhibition in London's Victoria and Albert Museum. Organised to mark Pope Benedict XVI's visit to England and Scotland this September, the event will see four of the Vatican's giant tapestries, which depict scenes from the lives of St. Peter and Paul, hung alongside Raphael's surviving cartoons, which belong to Queen Elizabeth II. To celebrate the initiative, for one night only, six of the tapestries were hung exactly where they were originally designed to be placed, on the lower walls of the Sistine Chapel. Professor Arnold Nesselrath, director of the Vatican Museum's Byzantine, Medieval and Modern Collections, was there and told me more about the initiative.
It's the Holy Father's gift to the United Kingdom when he's bringing that exhibition to London. It will be the first time in 500 years that the cartoons, i.e. seven paintings that have the same size as these tapestries, will hang next to the tapestries for which they're made, next to the end product. But tonight, the tapestries have come back to the place which they were made for, and to be in a kind of painted symphony between the 15th century frescoes painted by the painters of Pope Leo X's father and Raphael's teachers and Michelangelo's ceiling. And this just demonstrates the cultural power that was in Rome at the beginning of the 16th century, created by these great popes.
It also underlines another aspect that's very important and integral to Pope Benedict's visit, and indeed the life of the Church, not only the Catholic Church, but the life of the British people, and that is their deep love and appreciation of culture.
But these tapestries are a kind of lingua franca, a common language that's accepted, that's actually copied by the English King, Henry VIII, immediately after the Anglican Schism. So Raphael's art can unite what has been divided by words.
A very interesting point is that this exhibition, which opens in September, when Pope Benedict will be in Great Britain, is free.
It's a real gift. They are the congiaria, like the Roman emperors, to the British people. It's a collaboration between Vatican institutions. Vatican Library wanted to contribute to this. The Master of Ceremonies is contributing to this, so it's actually the Vatican that's accompanying the Pope to the United Kingdom with a major cultural event. I must say, I mean, for me, it's a great experience. I've never organized anything that was so unanimously accepted by everybody who heard about it, and it is the Pope who makes this possible.